Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling.
A marriage of convenience. The Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. We're all married in the mind. We have, and we are like married couples, married groups. We agree on some things and we disagree on other things. There are very few of us who have any intelligence at all, any IQ, the matter in the brain that gets beyond 80, who don't find what I'm about to discuss with you completely offensive. Completely offensive. Food news in a manner of speaking. The United States Senate is considering a bill this week that is the culmination of lots of work done by people on both sides to either get this done or get it killed. So far, those of us who want to get it killed haven't had a lot of success because we don't have as much money as Monsanto does and their pals. It's the so-called DARC Act, appropriately named because if passed, it will cast a dark pallor over the plains. You know, the promo that you see for Independence Day with those big, huge objects flying over America, destroying things. Those, they should have the Monsanto logo on the side of them, because that's basically what Monsanto is about, returning us to the Dark Ages. So the DARC Act, which would prohibit state labeling of genetically engineered foods, is Monsanto's dream bill. This is just what they want. And so far, because they got this through the House, they're using the dough that they have to influence the campaign coffers, and what a year to do it. So the place for this to stop is in the Senate. Your job, should you decide you want to be able to eat food and be free of the encumbrance of having a giant consortium of really horrible companies like Monsanto trying to control the food supply in the world. Your senators need to hear from you so you can oppose this bill and any other attempt to keep foods from being labeled. Don't you want to know what you eat? Aren't you tired of fighting against these people? This is the sign of corruption that we're all talking about. This is why Donald Trump gets traction. This is why Bernie Sanders gets traction, because of this kind of stuff. So if you've already taken action, it's really important that you go to your senators again. They need to hear from you. And if you go to farmtoconsumerlegaldefensefund.org, you'll find a letter in there. You can just click on it and either rewrite it the way you want, or you can just sign the letter as presented. It'll get into the coffers of the people who need to hear from you. Senator Roberts of Kansas has filed a bill on behalf of Monsanto, and he's the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. So you
and,
can.
And what party does he represent?
He's a Republican.
Thank you.
Oh, well, there's plenty of Democrats.
Roberta, she loves that.
Yeah, but there's plenty of Democrats that have been corrupted by this. Don't kid
yourself.
There's
a lot of Republicans, too. The Democrats will try to.
But so what's your point?
There's a lot of politicians who have been corrupted.
Politicians are corrupt. Both sides. Completely corrupt.
It's abhorrent. The whole thing is abhorrent.
So anyway, there's a committee hearing scheduled for Thursday of this week. That's why time is of the essence. When Jennifer sent me her read on this yesterday, I said I was already on it, because I am and have been. There's a reason why this bill is called the DARC Act. It would prohibit any state from labeling GMOs, make federal labeling voluntary, which, to be clear, it already is. Not a single product is labeled as containing genetically engineered ingredients. Not one product in this entire country is labeled so that you know whether it's GMO. If you want to eat GMO foods, that's your right. That's your decision. That's up to you. If you want to eat that crap, that's you make that decision. But yep. to you, not you know, be able to yeah. make the decision based on knowledge is corrupt and criminal. And that's what so much of this government is all about. This is as bad as anything. When the government starts telling you what you can eat and what you can't eat, this guy Roberts and the people in his ilk should be run out of town yeah. on a rail.
You know what DARK stands for? Deny Americans the Right to Know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to get to that. Thank you, Roberta.
Okay.
So take action. This says, believe me, even if it isn't, you don't care about GMO foods or even like GMO foods. That isn't the question here.
Anytime the government is telling you to deny or is wanting to deny information, that's the problem. It does it. If you don't care about food, if you don't care about whatever the issue is, when the government's trying to hide things from us, that's the issue.
Yeah.
And you know what the bill is called? Mm-hmm. The Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Yeah.
It's a typical where they label the bill completely opposite to what it actually is.
Hmm. Well, it's a problem that a lot of people are confronting, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're in a big community or a small community. Where you are, it's something that is really an important position for people to be in. And the money just carries the day. It does. The money carries the day.
And some of the statistics that I saw, that 90% of the nation's corn and soy crops are GMO, mm-hmm. are genetically modified. Mm-hmm. 90%.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is it possible to even get corn that's not genetically modified?
Yes, I do. I get I get open pollinated seed from a farm in Pennsylvania. I have three sources, one in Ohio, one in Indiana. I'm sorry, one in Illinois and one in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
But if you're buying corn in the supermarket,
well, you don't know. All I want to know is, no, I want to know. I don't care.
90%.
This is not about, or ought not to be about Monsanto and the people who are listening from Monsanto who get upset about this. This really isn't about you. This is about, you don't want people to be able to make a choice. That's un-American. You do what you want to do that's good for your business. I'm not in the way of that. I just think people ought to know. And that's been my stance all along. And because Monsanto is behind the move to keep you from knowing, that's why it becomes a problem. But under the circumstances, I don't see how, you know, it's any more or less passionate. I'm very passionate about it. And I think that a lot of other people ought to be passionate as well. What say you? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Folks think about now. All right. In the food department, here's something else. That is this is a question of what's right and wrong as well. People who are poor in our country, we're trying to help those who honestly deserve being helped versus those who don't deserve to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
There is this is on the legislative side of things. Matter of fact, this congressman is from New York. Patty Ritchie has introduced a bill that, if it passes, would keep families who are getting welfare, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
Right.
You would be restricted from purchasing steak and lobster, luxury
really?
Food items. Proposal
steak
falls in line.
Luxury food
I was
going to
say,
well,
I mean,
steak and
I guess
lobster
maybe, but steak?
Yeah, but steak?
Depends Here's on what kind
thing.
Of steak
Until
it is.
Until you start, I'm okay with buying stuff in the grocery store. But, you know, the thing that I think people should really talk about is you can use those EBT cards at restaurants. Because for me, restaurants, going out, when I grew up, that was a treat. That was something special to go out. I know my dad the same way, and my grandparents raised us that way. I don't know. I mean, if you buy something in the grocery store, I don't think I'm going to fault you for it. But really, I mean, to use it in restaurants, I think that's where we need to start.
Mm-hmm. Restaurants.
Don't you think?
Why are they going
to
restaurants?
That would include fast food places, too, though. You know, the dollar menus at McDonald's, the $5 menus at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They have steak in them?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they can go to Taco Bell. You just can't get the steak burrito.
You're right.
Luxury item.
All right, but you understand the gist of the...
Yeah.
It'll get twisted around. Like the GMO thing gets twisted around, but... I think the GMO thing is much more direct. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know an easy way to spot a phony? Well, it's a fairly simple technique, easy to spot, and foolproof. Here's the social science of it. If you want to spot a phony, all you got to do is look at their smile. You see, when people sincerely smile, it makes wrinkles around the eyes. When people are not sincere and you get a phony smile, there are no wrinkles around the eyes. This type of no-wrinkle smile, it's called a Duchenne smile, and you'll see it anytime anyone is trying to manipulate you with false praise. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't base any attraction on smile alone. I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Actions, words, and smiles must match. If they don't, congratulations, you found a phony. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You've heard that success breeds success. It doesn't. It breeds confidence, which leads to more success.
How can you boost your confidence to achieve success? First, look confident. Confident people always stand up straight, walk with a bounce in their step, and keep a smile on their face.
Second, talk confidently. Confident people say the words, I can and I will. Their self-talk is never doubting and negative, but rather instructional and motivational.
Third, act confident. Emotion creates motion. When you act confident, your brain goes to work to give you reasons to be confident.
So this week, practice looking, talking, and acting confident for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Kukoc for 3 at a time. Oh, my goodness!
So, where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, guilt. Shop for today's luxury brands up to 60% off. A gorgeous shopping experience. iPads only. Guilt.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Let's see what else is happening here. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day. Those of you who drive Lexus sedans.
I know where this story is going, and I don't like it. Yes, I have a Lexus. And yes, it's a 350, but it's a GS, not an ES.
Sir. Oh, all right. The folks who drive Lexus sedans top the list of ticket magnets. Most likely to get stopped for traffic violations, the Lexus ES300. Those people buying buying and driving a Buick Encore are the least likely to get a ticket for traffic violations. Last year's ticket magnet was the Subaru WRX. Got the most tickets. Data released.
Anybody speeding past you in a Buick? Although I'm not okay. Well, I make
Buick's
the joke.
Actually pretty good these days.
I know they actually look pretty darn sexy. Yeah. The Buicks now. Yeah, right. All right, yeah. I'll back off.
Well, you don't have to back off. It just is. It's interesting how it changes, and depending on where you are in the world. Not only the kind of car that you drive, but who gets stopped.
I mean, a Buick used to be known to be like, I mean, my grandparents were too young to have a Buick. But now, they're pretty nice looking cars.
Yeah, they are. Remember the old, this not your father's Oldsmobile? now that they're gone, you could say that about
Cadillac
the
Cadillac had a resurgence too. Remember, Cadillacs were really cars.
Cadillacs do nothing for me anymore.
Now they're rapper cars.
Yeah, I had a few earlier in the 70s. And they were a good car.
I'd love to see that. So you had a Cadillac, a Caddy in the 70s. I'm sure you were rocking the corduroy.
I had.
You were probably quite the ladies' man.
I had, when I got divorced.
You had those leather patches on your elbow?
I had a leather jacket with a...
I'm sure you did.
With a furry collar. So I think...
A furry collar?
It existed till...
Like a mob wife?
When Meredith came in, that coat went.
Was it real fur, Dougie? Because you are such an animal lover.
No.
I was a little upset with you.
It was melton cloth or something like that, but it was not real fur. It was something, but it was
mutton
cloth. Whatever it was. So I had a Cadillac Eldorado.
Could you picture him?
No, I'm not picturing any of this. He's got a furry leather collar jacket with a fur collar.
Yep.
In his Cadillac Eldorado and his
corduroy pants. Were you a pimp? I mean, what is wrong with you?
Corduroy pants, could you imagine?
I had dress
corduroys. I was just in this business with a couple of nice ladies.
Corduroys.
I had a couple of nice pairs of corduroys. Turtlenecks
corduroys.
Galore. Yeah, right. Yeah,
turtlenecks corduroys.
Oh, that when you were trying to be fancy, you had the suede elbows, too.
Right.
I know.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The jackets with the suede patches
on
the
elbows. When you're trying to look nice, classy.
If you earn less than $20. All right, come on. Let's keep moving.
Go out for a tour.
If you earn less than $20 an hour.
How you doing, sweetie?
All right, should I just give up on this and let you two guys?
Want to work for me, baby?
I'm going to sit here for 60 seconds and listen to the two of them have their fun. Go ahead.
Well, now it's not going to be
yourself.
Fun anymore. If you go away, it's not fun.
Right. I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Oh, dear.
What did your horn play? La Cucaracha or Home on the Range? I'm guessing Home on the Range. Oh, Doug is here. Time for my date. I'll be back late. if those Eldorado walls could talk.
It was a brown Eldorado, too.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had white rim tires as
well? Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
white walls.
That's
white walls.
I guess.
I think I was 31, 32 years old at the time. So,
oh my goodness!
Was it 1980 or 81? Yeah, it was an interesting car. I didn't say that much.
Lots of room to stretch out, eh, Dougie?
All right, see, I gave them their 60 seconds, folks. They had their fun.
Probably had shag carpeting in it.
Had thick carpeting. It was actually had rich Corinthian leather.
Oh, I know.
Seats. Matter of fact, at the time. All right, my belly hurts from the laughing. Thank you. 51, we all need a good belly laugh. 51 after on Good Day.